Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فما لنا من شافعين.
So now we have no intercessors.
ولا صديق حميم.
And not a devoted friend.
فلو أن لنا كرة فنكون من المؤمنين.
Then if we only had a return to the world and could be of the believers.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we have reached the 102nd verse of Surah Ash-Shu'ara to be discussed. The verse says, فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now, then we have no intercessors, they said previously. We have no single intimate friend. And now they say, فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً. If we only had a chance of return, فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We would be from among the believers. This is what the sinners, what the followers and worshippers of false idols, what the polytheists will claim on that day. But the Holy Quran has said elsewhere in the other verses that this is only merely a claim that will not happen even if we give them another chance. Anyway, through this verse, the Holy Quran implies that soon these sinners will understand this fact, that neither any regret is helpful there in the fire of hell, nor hereafter is the place of action and compensation. And that is why they desire to come back to this world. They realize that it is only whatever they had brought with them that counts and nothing else. So the verse says, فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If we only had a chance of return, we would be from among the believers. It is true that they have got a belief in that world and on that day, but this belief is a kind of compulsory belief. That kind of belief is effective and constructive, which is voluntarily happening, which is happening in this world when there is chance. A belief that becomes the source of guidance and righteous deeds. Those righteous deeds and faith that are the conditions of being interceded for on the day of hereafter.
(Speaking We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, as this verse of the Holy Quran says, the pantheists and the sinners believe that if they had the chance to return to this world, they would be from among the believers. Of course, now they have understood that they do not have any intercessors, فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ They do not have any close intimate friends, وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ And that's why they claim to be from among the believers. They have realized that faith, being from among the believers of the Lord of the universe, is the condition, one of the conditions, of course, of receiving that intercession on that day. This is what these verses are explicitly telling us when we put them right next to each other. They know they do not have any intercessors. Now they claim to return to the world and do the righteous deeds and be from among the believers. They have realized that being a believer is one of the conditions of receiving this intercession. Yet this desire does not solve any problem for them, and the divine way of treatment does not let anyone come back to this world. They themselves know this fact too, and the Arabic word if is its evidence in this verse. لو أن لنا كرة. This لو and if is the kind of article used when you do not have the hope for the content afterwards to happen. And this is really interesting because one of the names of the day of hereafter is Yawm al-Hasra. It is the day of envy. It is the day of yearning for the things you could have done previously, but you haven't. But you haven't brought with you. That's why they say لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً. And they have understood that they do not have the condition to be interceded for. They are not from among the believers. And they have understood that the ones they befriended in the world are not useful to them. Their friends were from among the unbelievers, and that's why they do not get any help from their close, intimate friends. They do not have any close friends because the true intimate friends, as the Holy Quran announces, is the one who has the righteous deeds and is from among the believers. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.